Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were led higher today, for the most part by the soybeans. Soybeans were the one contract that really was strong, up 23 cents in July, back to 1469. But there was a lot of defending that 1470 level here, as every time it would get there, which was about seven times throughout the day, big selling would come in and weigh on it. So it looks like 1470 in July beans is going to be that natural resistance level. November beans only up 6 today. Corn, on the other hand, just slightly higher here, 1 to 2.5 cents higher. And then wheat futures. Wheat futures keep trying to open early in the morning and be lower. And then throughout the day, they've been rallying. That's a really strong sign of a bull market. Of course, we did get some rain overnight, and eastern Oklahoma is still getting rain at this point. So a lot of good rainfall fell. Now, if you get in the northwest parts, it still didn't have any benefit. And I'm not even sure at this point if there would be any benefit to the hard red winter wheat in western Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas. But the overall consensus is that any rain does help. Other than that, we've got the big USDA report tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., which we'll talk about next. And then we don't have a whole lot to talk about other than corn planting pace, which will be out Monday afternoon. But thankful for the rain.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Of course, the big talk of today is tomorrow's midday or 11 a.m. USDA supply and demand report. Several things on this report. We're looking for the wheat production number, which will be a big one given all the changes. All winter wheat production is looking like 1.468 billion bushels. Last year, we were at 1.534, so smaller than last year. Hard red winter wheat, 782 million bushels, up from last year. They were 744 last year. And then soft winter wheat, 467 million bushels, lower than last year. Last year, we were at 565. If you look at ending stocks for wheat for the 13-14 crop year, they're looking for 588. And that's 5 million bushels more than last month. Corn, 1.314 billion bushels, about 16-17 million bushels down from last month. And then soybeans, 134 million bushels, down from 135 last month. Ending stocks for the 14-15 year, wheat, 553 million bushels. Corn, up from this year at 1.672. And then soybeans up as well at 307 million. Again, this is the first report of the 14-15 ending stocks that we've seen. And that's tomorrow morning, 11 a.m.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were up 35 cents at 137.92, May feeders gained 47 cents and closed at 183.50, and May lean hogs were down 32 cents at 114.90. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 4 cents yesterday at 832.5. Chicago May wheat was down 3 at 726.75. In the row crops, Chicago May corn was up 3 cents at 513.25, and May soybeans finished up 23.25 cents on the day at 1474.25. In the cotton markets, July cotton was up 50 points at 93.05, and the October contract was down 36 points at 84.44 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Apel for Oklahoma Farm Report.com.